Ever since the TARP program to help rescue banks and other financial institutions hit hard by the mortgage crisis and the economic downturn in general, there have been seemingly countless complaints that somehow the program isn't working the way that it should. New Jersey Congressman Bob Andrews says enough is enough.
I have encountered dozens of constituents in the last 3 to 4 months who've told me stories about trying to get bank financing for successful businesses who've been unable to do so. And I'm obviously not going to give you names and specifics because it would jeopardize some of their businesses, but let me try to give you some generic thoughts about the kind of people who have been talking to me. An auto dealer who wanted to expand their dealership, who felt that the sales justified the expansion, could not get a loan to finance the construction of a new dealership, even though this dealership has been in existence for decades under the same ownership, even though it is a profitable dealership, even though the personal financials of the principals of the business are quite good and their collateral would be sufficient under any normal underwriting standards, got told, nope, no money to build your new dealership.
From a TARP bank.
Andrews ticked off several more episodes involving constituents in his 1st District home near Camden and Philadelphia not being able to get loans from TARP banks, and says he's going to use his website to give his constituents a place to protest.
What I'm doing, I'm announcing today, that we put a link up on our website where people can go to the link and tell their story anonymously if they wish, about trying to get financing for their business or their family and if they were unable to do so. I want to collect stories and information from my constituents about whether they've run into this problem. I think we're going to get a lot of them, again, because just based on my travels at events in my district and interaction with people in my district, this appears to be a fairly common problem. So I'm inviting constituents to visit our website, which is www.house.gov/Andrews. So it's house.gov/Andrews. There is a link on the front page of the website that would let someone tell us their story. They're invited to give us their name if they want to. They're not required to. So people can tell the story anonymously if they wish. Now, what am I going to do with this? In about 5 or 6 weeks, the Inspector General for the TARP program is going to release a report which will summarize his conclusions about where this $700 billion has gone and whether it's been truly loaned out or not. The chronology of this is on February 5th, shortly after the president took office, the inspector general wrote to the 364 TARP banks.
364?
And insisted that each one of those banks tell him, I believe it's a him, isn't it? The IG a man or a woman?
Yes.
Okay. Tell him what they had done with the money, what lending activity had done with the money. The banks were given a deadline in late March. Each of the banks complied with the deadline. The Inspector General is now analyzing the answers it's received from these 364 banks, and he will make a public report sometime in June summarizing his findings.
Andrews says that if the TARP Inspector General's report shows that the TARP banks are sitting on the cash and not making loans to significant numbers of people, he's prepared to press for either new legislation or amendments to the present TARP legislation to toughen enforcement of the bank's requirements to make loans and get the economy going. The New Jersey Democrat says that so far he's refrained from intervening personally on behalf of his constituents who have complained, fearing that public involvement on his part could prompt the banks in question to deny loans altogether to those who filed a complaint. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.